He's the chief sports writer at the Sydney Morning Herald. It's Wednesdays with Andrew Webster.
Morning to you, Webby.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, listeners.
How's your week been, mate?
Yeah,
week out of lockdown.
Nothing's changed for some of us.
Straight back into business. Can we talk about expansion first up and
sure.
What you've made of what's happened over the last 24 to 48 hours and the leaking of Redcliffe being the preferred candidate? What have you made of all of that?
Oh, look, it's not surprising. I think it's hardly breaking news. Redcliffe have been the favourites to become the second Brisbane team for, 6 months. But I have to say the whole process and the way that this has been played out really doesn't inspire other bids if they're talking about a 19th team, which has been raised in the last few days as well, because the way this one's played out is pretty shambolic, you've got to say. There's no real excitement around it. There should be some anticipation about who will be the next team, but instead it's just been a slow drip feed of stories via News Corp, which is no surprise because it was News Corp's money at Foxtel that was going to fund it. So whether the process was right or wrong, the NRL will say it will be. I'm sure the other two bids, Ipswich and the Firehawks, will have something to say about it when it's all finalised. But is Redcliffe the right franchise? It's probably it's got its negatives and positives. Is it going to stitch up the western corridors and southwest corridors of Brisbane? Who knows? I tell you what, it's probably a better result for both the Broncos and the Titans that it's Redcliffe. But I just think the way that it's come out and the way that the process has played out hasn't been that professional, to be perfectly honest.
We had Nick Livermore on this program yesterday. Of course, he's in charge of the bid for the Jets. And he's pointed out that if it is going this way, they would be very disappointed in the process, Webby, as you mentioned, because essentially it was a 60-minute meeting. They haven't checked out any facilities out there or at the others. They have, obviously, they had the Intrust Super Cup up there at Redcliffe. So does the NRL really need to look at its processes here, like you say, if it's going to an 18th team, when it can decide a franchise on a one-hour meeting?
Well, probably, to be honest, it needs to decide the money, where the money's coming from first. It got it the wrong way around. So it agreed to a second team, and then it went, well, we have to go and actually get money off the broadcasters, and that main broadcaster is Foxtel, because they're the ones that will be broadcasting most of the matches of a new team, so they're going to have to carry most of the load. And and they're also the broadcaster that we've done a long-term deal with. They're still obviously off with Channel 9, the publisher of the masthead I work for, obviously, at the end of next year. So they got it arse about, to be perfectly honest.